Hi, everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus event. I'm your host, John Meyer, and this week we're giving you exclusive inside interviews, podcasts, commentary on FinOps X that's happening this week. Now, we have a special guest joining us, one of the speakers for FinOps X, Marie Burke. Marie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. First of all, I got to thank you for joining me for this. I feel honored. You're a speaker that's also joining the event. Now, your speaking session is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And before we give people a little bit of insights on what's happening, what is the speaking session? What is it about and when is it?
All right, so the title of the session is Build vs. Buy, Why Not Both? Build vs. Buy has always been a hot topic in the market. And so the Why Not Both angle is really looking at the key considerations for multiple different tooling choices. And I'll be joined by co-presenters from the Linux Foundation to share their personal story.
And what time is this, do you know?
At 2 p.m. tomorrow in Breakout A.
Okay, everybody, I implore you to go there, listen to this breakout session. I'm really excited. Now, I'm going to have to catch it afterwards, unfortunately. I can't be there, but I'll catch it.
I'll share the recording with you.
Oh, all right, perfect. Share the link and I'll share it with everybody.
Excellent.
Okay, is this your first FinOps X?
No, this is my third.
Wait, there's been three already?
Yeah, honestly, it's crazy how much time has flown by. But yeah, the first one in Texas and then here last year. So really excited for this year's event. It gets, you know, grander every year. And it's honestly one of the best events for community, participation and practitioners. You know, I've gone to all of the cloud events over the years, Next, Ignite, reInvent. But this one really does feel like coming home. Which is kind of the motto of the FinOps X.
I like how you touch on coming home and they have a little thing that says welcome home.
Yeah, right? It does feel like that.
Definitely a huge community. We were just out having lunch. It was like two people. Then it was three people. Then mm-hmm. we're five, six, as we're just walking the streets and kind of bringing it back. Today's Wednesday. It's kind of get your badge. The opening ceremony is happening today, right?
Mm-hmm. Welcome reception.
Yep, the welcome reception is happening. Talk to me a little bit more about FinOps and what are your feelings around it and implementing it within a company?
Yeah, so I've been on the vendor side of the house for over 7.5 years now. And it's really interesting to see the evolution of FinOps. You know, really started primarily as cost management and then cost management and optimization. Yep. And it's morphed into FinOps. And really the distinction there is the cultural practice and the people focus. Really excited for the event. I think there'll be some exciting announcements pertaining to focus and a lot of the trends. I'm sure we'll hear AI because you can't go anywhere without hearing AI right now. Yep. The landscape has really evolved over the past couple of years, 27 plus new capabilities. So it is continuously evolving as organizations and technologies more broadly than FinOps are evolving.
Well, you just talked about some of the trends. What are some of the trends that you're seeing from last year to this year?
Definitely AI is a boom. It is the hot topic.
You know, you could pick FinOps, AI, and security as the hot topics for this year.
And we're getting to anything. Really.
Yes.
Yeah, any year, any industry, any market. But I think automation is also a really interesting discussion topic. Yep. You know, everyone wants to know if you can do automation as a vendor, but a lot of folks aren't really at that maturity level to implement the automation. And so that's always an interesting one to kind of pull the group, understand what the community is doing in regards to automation. Is it more about alerting or is it actually change management of infrastructure and seeing where that goes?
The other discussion that I've had with a couple of others is that when you talk about generative AI and people think, oh, AI and automation, and they're not the same thing. And trying to separate the two and understand that automation is only doing what it's told and what you programmed it to do. And generative AI is helping you understand it by asking questions and really kind of pulling all the data together.
Right. And yeah, I don't know if as a society we're really ready for AI yet. You know, there is some trust involved. Just like with automation, you have to really be comfortable with what those recommendations are and those algorithms and how are they fine-tuned. Yep. And so I think everyone wants to experiment with it, but if you're going to rely on that to, as a basis for your decisions, I'd emphasize some caution.
I think we're just touching the base of it. And while it's been around for a while, and it's emerged within the last year, we're still understanding all the ins and outs and how it could help us, and if it's really something that you should use within your company.
Right, definitely.
So talk to me a little bit more about FinOps and the value it is of not only being here at FinOps X, because this is an awesome conference for the community, but, you know, implementing FinOps within a company and understanding the cost optimization. Should a company implement FinOps? Should a company understand the value of FinOps before implementing it? What is FinOps in general?
Yeah, I think a lot of companies are often starting with cost management and, you know, thinking that is synonymous with FinOps. If a company isn't, you know, doing FinOps yet, I highly recommend starting. But really, I see the key distinction as cost management being the emphasis on reducing spend, whereas FinOps is on maximizing the value of your investment. And so, you know, if you look at the trajectories of the cloud providers, no one's having a steady decline. So the whole, you know, reduce our spend. You know, I understand that mandate and, you know, with the economic climate, you know, companies want to tighten the belt. But in reality, everyone's kind of having a steady growth trajectory or, you know, as you're spinning up new services. And again, AI, we don't know the cost impact of that, you know, how that will take off. And so really it's making, you know, cost effective decisions, you know, faster, more informed. And so that's what I really kind of distill FinOps down to.
Do you think there's any challenges or have you come across any challenges when implementing FinOps for a company?
Oh, definitely. You know, it really depends on the organizational structure. You know, FinOps is best performed cross-functionally. So getting finance at the table along with operations, engineering personas, if you can pull in the allied personas with security and sustainability, it makes your practice, you know, even better. You know, typically we see it starting with, you know, perhaps just one person in an organization. I've most often seen it from somebody in like a cloud operations role or an engineering role, more so than finance, although, you know, that tide is turning a bit. But I think it's the awareness, it's the leadership buy-in. And, you know, in some organizations, if it's perhaps a cloud center of excellence or a cloud business office, like how can FinOps get tied into that broader picture of the cloud strategy and cloud governance?
I agree with you for where it starts is usually like a cloud engineer usual. And what happens is they see the bill and they're just really advocating about like understanding the cost. And while it's not their money that's being charged to this, they realize that that money could be spent doing other things, other business applications, other R&D. Right. And they're like, you know what? I think I can make this more efficient. So they become your basically evangelists within the company for FinOps. And they're the ones that usually want to kickstart and get started in most cases. Now, it does go to finance when they see this huge bill and they're like, yo, you got to reduce the bill. But I think that's where everybody comes together, not only engineering, the finance and the business applications, but it brings everybody closer to understand the cloud bill and, you know, how they're spending this money and then what they can use it for later to do the growth. Because like you mentioned, cloud is not declining. We're reducing our cost, but you're innovating more.
Right. You're reinvesting for more strategic decisions, more, you know, projects. It's been a really interesting time. And I also see companies doing some gamification. So depending on the scale of the organization, you know, line of business A versus line of business B, how efficient are you being? How sustainable are you being? You know, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah. And they're not shaming it either. What they're doing is they're putting it on a board and they're like, it's basically getting people to understand a little bit better what they're doing and be like, all right, there's some competition. I want to get better than this person. So let's see what we can trim when we do this. We used to do this when we were in IT where we had an alert board and, you know, all these are alerts up and we would handle Windows or Linux side and we would compete against the Linux side to kind of reduce all the alert stuff. And you're just doing the same thing. You're creating an internal, you know, gamification that allows people to have fun while they're, you know, tackling a problem.
Yeah, everyone loves a little healthy competition.
Exactly. And it's definitely enjoyable. Yep. Now, talk to me a little bit more about where you see FinOps maybe in the next year or 3 years.
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I really think focus is interesting and we have to see how that evolves. You know, I think it's, you know, 1.0 perhaps right now, but the whole, you know, concept of normalizing the billing records across clouds is interesting. I mean, I experienced as a vendor when Amazon switched from the detailed billing record to the cost and usage report.
Yep.
And it was like a meltdown, like the world was on fire. And so now that all the clouds are, you know, aligning around this concept of focus and this normalized billing standard, I'm really interested to see the downstream, you know, ramifications of that and how platforms adopt to it and really just how the ecosystem evolves from there. It definitely opens the door for, you know, more multi-cloud adoption. I mean, everyone's already, well, I shouldn't say everyone, a lot of companies are already adopting multiple clouds. But I think by having that standardized format, it makes it easier to decipher those bills and, yep, and understand the impacts of the decisions you're making on a day-to-day basis.
And it allows other, I want to say cloud providers, but it allows others to join it,
yeah,
and join into the format and kind of, you know, standardize everything so you can understand what each one, not only from the top, you know, hyperscalers, mm-hmm, but others that want to join in a smaller scale, be like, okay, here's where it looks like on my cloud bill.
Right. And if, you know, integration partners, observability, yep, tools, application performance management tools,
yeah, like MSPs will enjoy it.
There's a lot of opportunity for folks to jump in on this. So I'm excited to hear what announcements might be coming in the keynotes.
Maybe an upgrade to focus or new release. I'm not sure, but let's just say if it is, you know, tag me on that. I think that's definitely one of those. The last question I have for you really is, how do you see the FinOps role evolving?
Ooh, kind of from a practitioner standpoint, like within an organization?
Well, I think within an organization, because here's my thought real quick on it, is that as we kind of adopt FinOps, mm-hmm, the standard, you know, practitioner role kind of evolves and FinOps in a general within a company comes ingrained into it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that FinOps role or FinOps roles evolving over maybe 6 months to a year?
Yeah, I mean, FinOps is definitely a change driver within the organization. I think there's an opportunity for, you know, the FinOps lead perhaps to get more involved with some of the governance components of the organization. And really this is leaning more towards, you know, the operate domain and phase of the FinOps lifecycle of, you know, how do you manage the practice and how do you adhere to your internal policies and, you know, broadly speaking, beyond just cost, you know, if I make a cost change, what are the downstream ramifications of that to perhaps, you know, security or a different group or team. And so I do think there's an opportunity for, you know, a lot of growth in that FinOps role. And it's funny now to see, you know, FinOps on job titles on LinkedIn and, mm-hmm, you know, roles being crafted around this, because a couple years ago it was just, oh, you know, director of cloud operations does FinOps, or, you, yeah, know, an engineering lead is the FinOps lead. And now it's really becoming its own, you know, really career growth cycle. So I do see some opportunity for that to evolve over time. It's definitely going to be a key position in many organizations.
Maria, I know I said my last question, but I thought of another one here for you. Realize DevOps 10 years ago was new and kind of starting, mm-hmm, now, and the change was kind of tough for people. And now there's DevOps roles everywhere, and it's just kind of a standard. Do you think FinOps will be just that ingrained into companies and corporations that'll be just a standard role that's being offered and available?
I hope so. I think it definitely has the potential to go that way. I mean, there's been such an uptick in FinOps adoption over just the past 3 years to see how this conference has grown and the scale of companies that are attending, and even branching out to other industries like public sector. So I definitely see it being here for the long haul.
Yeah. Well, before I wrap it up, FinOps X is happening right now. And what are you looking forward to in the next day or two?
Really catching up with friends. And it really is. It's friends, you know, folks I've met the past few years. We get together here and we just have, you know, honest thought leadership discussions. And it's really great to just pick each other's brain, yep, and learn what everyone's doing.
Marie, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate this. I know you got a lot going on. You got a speaking session tomorrow that you're probably preparing for. This was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, everybody, this has been an exclusive interview happening right here at FinOps X, and we've got a lot more content coming your way. As always, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? We're out of here.